Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Ascension Charity Classic returns September 6th through the 11th. Once again, St. Louis will host golf's greatest champions. Players like Bernard Langer, Ernie Els, Jim Furyk, John Daly, and returning champion David Toms. But no matter which legend wins this year, the real winners will be North County Charities, because all proceeds from the tournament stay right here in St. Louis to benefit our communities. Tickets available now at AscensionCharityClassic.com.
Not too far away, it's the Ascension Charity Classic. Let's bring in Nick Ragone, Senior Vice President, Chief Communications Officer at Ascension. This is his baby. He's ready to go. It's year two. Hey, Nick, great to visit with you. How are things going?
I mean, amazing, Danny. We're 2 weeks out. We've already surpassed ticket sales for last year's Cabana sponsorships. I mean, the numbers are looking great. You know, now it's a matter of great weather, right? Last year we had great weather. Early trending looks good for that week. I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but it's going to shape up to be, you know, last year was amazing. It exceeded my expectations on every level, and somehow year two is going to be even bigger. And having a second tournament, the APGA Classic at Glen Echo that same week, there's so much energy and momentum and appreciation behind that too. It's going to be a special week.
What are you hearing from golf fans in the community about what took place last year and what maybe you're trying to improve upon going into year number two?
The thing that fans loved, the two surprises last year were, first of all, just how easy it was to get in and out of Norwood. You know, parking is such a big part of live sporting events, particularly golf that happens over 3 days. Norwood's a big piece of property. The parking was spectacular. The Lutheran North, the Express Grips, and Umsell and Emerson all loaned their lots. And the biggest compliment we got all week was just how easy it was to get in and out and how family-friendly the tournament was itself. You know, Norwood's a big piece of property, 36-hole. It has the size to the infrastructure to support a major golf event. And so I think that was something that we took great pride in. And we're even building that out this year, more holes on the back nine. There'll be more food, more beverage, more of everything. And so the property is fantastic. The course is in great shape. The other thing we heard from fans that they just loved is how accessible and approachable the players are. These are guys that get it. You know, somebody once said the Champions Tour is the best mulligan in life. They appreciate being out there. They're wonderful with the fans. In the pro-ams, they're great. And even during the tournament, they're wonderful. You know, they really appreciate the connection and the engagement. And you've heard this. They love playing in front of big crowds. I mean, these guys are stars, the Furyks and Elses, Bernard Langer. They played on the big tour in front of packed houses for many years. And they don't get that every week on the Champions Tour, but they got that last week, and they're going to get that, or last year, they're going to get that again in 2 weeks. And they really appreciate the feel of the tournament is a PGA Tour event.
So you buy a ticket, fan buys a ticket, they're listening to this. What do they get in that week?
Fan buys a ticket, you're going to get, well, hopefully you'll come up for the pro-ams Wednesday, Thursday. If you're not planning that, Friday, the gates open at 8 a.m. You know, I would plan on being there for the better part of the day. You're going to see all the great pairings go off. The Golf Channel live coverage starts at 3 p.m. Then on Saturday, you want to come out Saturday, we have our legends. Last year, we had Nicholas and Watson, Ozzie and Berube. This year, it's Lee Trevino, Nancy Lopez, Hale Irwin, and then we have three legends, Ozzie, Coach Berube, and back, and Captain Ryan O'Reilly. And so we're not sure yet what the teams are going to be. In fact, we're going to pick them Tuesday night at a pairings party. And so if you come out on Saturday, see Ryan O'Reilly, see Ozzie, see Coach, see our legends. And then on Sunday, you know, the finale last year at Sunday was great. We had a packed house, a playoff, David Toms and Dickie Pride. You know, it's going to be a special week. And, you know, again, we have no PGA Tour event, Danny, opposite of us, which is great. We're the only professional golf in North America that week. And we have 8 hours of live coverage on the Golf Channel, and then 8 hours of repeat coverage. Again, the only tournament that gets both of that. So it's going to be, if you can't come out, we want you to come out. If you can't, certainly turn on the Golf Channel.
Let's go through the events too, because you have the Glen Echo event, and we'll get into that here momentarily. But then you have, like you said, a pro-am, and then you've got the celebrities coming out. So give us an idea of like the week-long events and how it starts and where to go and the best way to go about it if you're a fan.
Sure. First of all, go to AscensionCharityClassic.com if you want to get tickets or learn more. We're kicking it off Tuesday morning at Glen Echo. We're having a community breakfast. Myself and Lieutenant Governor Kehoe has been a big sponsor and supporter of Senator Brian Williams, Michael McMillan of the Urban League, and other leaders at Glen Echo to really sort of kick off the week with a community breakfast talking about why it's important to invest in North County, the future of our region, and how we can all make a difference. So we're kicking it off with that. We have our RSM putting challenge Tuesday evening, which is a way for us to include 10 more charities, Danny. So last year we obviously had our three main charities, the Urban League Boys and Girls Club and Mary Grove, and we had First Tee and PGA Reach with the Legends. And there was so much demand, we had to find out a way to get more charities involved. And so through this RSM putting challenge, it's a putting contest for $20,000. 10 other charities are invited to compete into that. And then, like I said, we have our Wednesday and Thursday Pro-Am. We also have an APGA Pro-Am on Tuesday at the East Course on Norwood, which is really cool. So we're doing a Pro-Am. The APGA Tour normally doesn't have a Pro-Am. And then the action actually kicks off Thursday up at Glen Echo. Our APGA Tour event starts. I'll be out there for the ceremonial first shot. It's really cool for your listeners that haven't heard of it. It's the Advocates Professional Golf Association. It's really a developmental tour for African-American golfers to make the golf professional game more diverse and inclusive. And so they do about 15, 20 events a year. This is one of their marquee events now. And so we're doing that up at Glen Echo. That'll be Thursday and Friday. And then, like you said, on Saturday, we have our Legends. That's our kind of our big day. It's just a really special occasion. Last year, we had about 8,000 people following that group alone, Nicholas and Watson, Ozzie and Coach, and we think we'll add to that.
That's awesome. Give us an idea of the field. How has the field improved going into year two?
Field is super strong. We got all the same commitments from last year, you know, Ernie Els, Jim Furyk, Bernard Langer, all the big names, Vijay Singh. And we added some new, the rookies, Justin Leonard is going to be out there, David Duvall. Padraig Harrington, it looks like he'll be in the field. He wasn't last year because he was captaining the Ryder Cup. And so that, you know, we'll have him in the field. And then waiting on Freddie Couples. In fact, I'm personally lobbying him. We're trying to get him to come out here. And I think Freddie's the one name that we really want to get this year. And so we're working on that. But it'll be the field was great last year. It'll be even better having Duvall and Leonard in it this year. And the race for the Schwab Cup, which is their version of the FedEx Cup, is really heating up. You got Padraig Harrington playing well. You got Bernard Langer playing well. You got Stephen Alker, who's one of the great stories in the game. Miguel Angel Jimenez. So it's, you know, many people have said to me, Danny, and you know this, you recognize more names when you look down the tee sheet from the Champions Tour than most people do on the PGA Tour, and that's interesting.
We're creating a better future one swing at a time. The Ascension Charity Classic returns September 6th through the 11th and provides critical dollars for area charities. Once again, St. Louis will host golf's greatest champions. Tickets at AscensionCharityClassic.com.
It is. One of the names, though, I didn't hear, but I'm assuming he's going to be there. John Daly. I hope he's there.
Will certainly be there. Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah. JD will be there. He's excited. He, you know, he's been telling us all year, this is kind of like his fifth major. He loves coming back home. He's from Missouri. He is the ultimate fan favorite. We get more requests for Daly to play in the Pro-Am. People just love him. They love what he represents in the game. And so Daly will absolutely be out there. And of course, I forgot our defending champion, David Toms, who will be throwing out, you'll know this, he'll be throwing out the first pitch at Busch Stadium, I believe on Wednesday, September 7th. And so I don't think he's going to do what Daly did last year and throw it into the stands. I think he's going to actually throw it over the plate, but we'll see. David's a little bit different than John.
I don't know if anybody's more different than John, so that's okay. Let's also talk a little bit about the local guys. Are there some local guys that are going to be participating in this event?
Yeah, so we you know, we have some great pros in the area. We have Jay Williamson will be in the field, and Jay is still active on the Champions Tour.
He's picked it up here.
A few weeks ago in Calgary, he played in the U.S. Senior Open. He's qualified for some other events, and Jay's starting to trend well. He's starting to play better. I spoke with him the other day, and I know he's going to have a big following. And then, you know, Jay Delsing played last year. I think he's going to Monday qualify this year. It's the Monday qualifier, by the way, is at Norwood, which is pretty rare. You rarely have a Monday qualifier at the host course, but we wanted to have it there. And so it's going to be a you know, for those that are around on Monday, if you want to see the Monday qualifier, it's actually really cool. And we're all pulling for Jay to make it through that Monday qualifier and be in the field.
So what do I have to do to get Delsing in there outside of qualifying? Can I sponsor him here, Nick, to get him in, or what do we got to do here?
Well, Jay actually has If he's not playing in the tournament, he has a special job, which is he is going to be emceeing our Legends Challenge on Saturday. Oh, cool. I haven't announced that yet, so I'm announcing it now. But he's going to be hosting it, basically. So when they're on the back nine, he'll have we have a mic and a little megaphone. And it's actually a really difficult job. You have to call the action for nine holes with a lot of big personalities, Lee Trevino, and you got Ozzie and Ryan O'Reilly and so forth. And so I asked Jay if he could do that for us, because it's actually a pretty big responsibility. And they show a lot of that on the Golf Channel on the back nine. So it's a big gig.
The Ascension Charity Classic returns September 6th. Through the 11th. Once again, St. Louis will host golf's greatest champions. But no matter who wins, the real winners will be local area charities and communities. Tickets available now at AscensionCharityClassic.com.
Oh, that'd be great. And, you know, as you are, you're very close with Jay. I am too. And he's one of the great people in our town with as it concerns golf. I'll wrap it up with this. Nick, first of all, congratulations. Thanks for everything you're doing. But let's talk a little bit about the charities that are benefiting from this event. And you guys have done just incredible work with those various charities in North County and throughout the area. So let's talk a little bit about that. You mentioned the putting, but also just the three main charities that are going to be benefiting from this great event.
Sure. Our three charitable partners are Mary Grove, which is an amazing organization, the Urban League, and Michael McMillan's one of the great leaders in our area, and the Boys and Girls Club. And I've gotten to know Flint Fowler really well, and another great leader. And so we're really proud that those three charities are kind of the cornerstone charities. And in the last 2 years, really, we've given back over $1 million to charity. And then we have the First Tee and PGA Reach, which benefit from the Legends. And then we have this RSM Putting Challenge, again, to add 10 more charities to our roster, not at the same level as our three primary charities, but to get them engaged and keep growing that. Our goal is to grow that Putting Challenge every year. I mean, one of the great benefits of the tournament last year was we had a lot of other charities ask us to be a part of the whole week, which is really wonderful. We love that. And so the number that everybody always asks me, what's the number you keep your eye on, fan attendance or hospitality? No, charity. That's the number we keep our eye on. Last year, we gave back 800,000. Our goal is to exceed 1 million this year, which I think we'll do. And every year to keep growing that number. At the end of the day, it's charity first, golf second. The golf takes care of itself, as you know, Danny. It's the charity that really makes us go.
It's phenomenal. You do such a great job. And again, let's get that out. Best way to get tickets is which way?
Go to AscensionCharityClassic.com. You could get grounds passes. You could get clubhouse passes. You could get the Club 314, which is on the 17th hole, which turned into, I don't know if you didn't have a chance to go out there, but it turned into a little bit of Party Central down there. It was a really good time. It's kind of turning into our 17th hole, like at Waste Management, where it's an amphitheater type of feel and a lot of fun. And then, we have a couple of Pro-Am spots left if anybody's interested in Wednesday or Thursday, the official Pro-Am. And then a ticket for the Charity Classic also get you admittance to Glen Echo for the APGA Classic, which is really cool. And we'll have transportation going back and forth between Norwood and Glen Echo. And like I said, the tournament has turned into a celebration for the region for the entire week, and really for our state for the entire week. And we're excited now, to have two tournaments instead of one.
Congratulations, Nick. Thanks for everything, everything that you're doing. And it's going to be a great week. And I'm sure we're going to catch up many times before they put that first tee in the ground and hit one away. So it's going to be a fun couple of weeks leading up to the Ascension Charity Classic.
It's going to be great. Two things, go Cards. And, next year we're going to have a couple of real legends that are going to be available in Yachty and Albert. Maybe they'll play in the Legends Challenge.
I'll tell you what, I emceed an event, I guess it was about 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago, closest to the pin, and of course, it was Albert Pujols who won that. So,
of course.
Get him out there. He'll do it.
And we love hearing your calls of his home runs are epic, so thank you.
You got it, buddy. It's been a lot of fun. That's Nick Ragone. I'm Dan McLaughlin. This is Scoops with Danny Mac.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.